This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When it comes to shot callers around town, who does Brian Gain resemble? Is he more Daryl Morey with the Rockets, or is he more Jeff Luhnow with the Houston Astros?
Baller shot callers? I'm going to say that's a good question. I'm going to say Luhnow because he's never gone for a big money guy like Morey has. And Morey has consistently tried to go for that. He hasn't always succeeded, but he's always gone after, you know, the big headline grabber, the big ballers, if you will. No pun intended with that horrible shoe company. But Luhnow is more, also more behind the scenes than, I mean, Luhnow's accessible, more accessible than Brian Gain. But he's not Daryl Morey working, you know, working the entire media circuit, you know, nationally, locally, et cetera. So I'm going to say Luhnow. I also think Luhnow was a little bit more Moneyball-ish like Gain is.
I also don't think that in the fairness to Brian Gain, I don't know that there's really that many opportunities in the NFL to go after the, quote, big money guy. Like, right, there are some guys who make a lot of money, but when we think big money guy, you're talking about like the James Hardens and the other guys that hit the market. Yeah, you know, he's gone after that. I think he's more Luhnow as well, but I don't think it's as much of a process for him. I would say he's more 2015 Jeff Luhnow, where I think the core of this team is in place. And Luhnow obviously had a hand in building that core, but I think the core of this team is in place. But Jeff Luhnow, what he had to do was he had to get those guys to add to the core that would be able to get the team to the World Series. I'm talking about like the Charlie Mortons. I'm talking about like the other guys that he brought in, signing Yuli Gurriel, all the other moves. I think that's what Brian Gain is right now. I think that's what I don't think that he's going to have to go through the entire process that Luhnow went through, but I think that's kind of what the mold is.
Let me ask you this, though, and this might be the answer to your question. Which of the other two general managers would be more likely to have gone after a Le'Veon Bell or an Antonio Brown?
Morey all day.
That's what I'm saying. Morey or Luhnow, it's Morey all day. Morey would have brought in one of those two cats. That's what he does. You know, there's a little bit, I mean, he's an analytics guy, but make no mistake about it, there's a misconception about Daryl Morey. He's also, he's a big ticket guy too, the obvious. Now, even he would tell you that he figured James Harden was going to be a bigger star than he was as a sixth man in OKC, but he couldn't have expected this. I mean, he couldn't have expected, you know, 50 points a night sometimes, James Harden. So I think he got a little fortunate there with his knowledge, you know, getting him here. I mean, it wasn't just all good fortune, but the extent to which he became so great. But he's also gone after, you know, Carmelo Anthony. He went after Chris Bosh when Bosh was available back in the day. He goes after, I mean, was he a McGrady guy? Did he bring McGrady in, or was it a previous regime? I can't remember. But I'm saying he's a big ticket item. I think Daryl Morey would have gotten Le'Veon Bell or Antonio Brown.
But I also think that a lot of times, not even the best GMs, I think a lot of times you get lucky as well. Like I think even Jeff Luhnow has gotten lucky a little bit. I mean, Alex Bregman wasn't originally going to be an Astro, but you drafted homeboy at the top of the draft, and he didn't sign with you. So then you got that pick back, and you got to bring in Alex Bregman. Mm-hmm. So even the GMs,
you had Verlander decide within 30 seconds of midnight.
You get some luck
to take the trade,
and you had an owner that was willing to write the check for Justin Verlander. Yeah. I think sometimes you do get a little bit lucky, but I would say, in answer to the question, to put a bow on it, I would say Brian Gain's more Luhnow than he is Morey. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610. Speaking of Daryl Morey, Rockets looking to take a 3-0 series lead over the Jazz tomorrow in Utah. PJ Tucker spoke after game two. He says the Rockets are extremely tough to beat.
When we do what we do, I don't think anybody can beat us. And that's a fact. I don't care. We're tough.
They're tough. Mm-hmm. The question is, are they going to do what they do tomorrow in Utah? And could I interest you in a stat before we get into this and make a bet about this game tomorrow?
Please do.
The Utah Jazz now, if you combine regular season and playoff games, 21-22 on the season. They're a losing basketball team on the road. They're not good. However, at home, they are 29-12. So a lot of people are wondering, you know, the Rockets have dominated the Jazz. Mm-hmm. They haven't even looked like they belong in the same league. It basically looks like the varsity scrimmage in the JV. How in the hell can the Jazz be favored by 3 points in game three? That's why. Because there's a significant, significant difference mm-hmm. between the Utah Jazz at home in front of those crazy-ass fans
yeah.
compared to on the road.
You're right, but I also feel that they kind of, the Rockets just kind of, you know, suck the life out of the Jazz. Maybe they get energized, re-energized. I've been saying all along, all week long, well, since game two, that this series is over, and the Jazz might eke out one win in Utah, but the series is over just because of the home court and familiarity and they're desperate, et cetera. I'm starting to go the other way. I think the Rockets can go ahead and just sweep this thing and just get it done.
I think Utah wins this game tomorrow night, and I'm not 100% confident, but because I like to bet
mm-hmm.
and I like to see you lose just at the slight chance that it happens, if the Rockets...
Why are you so mean to me?
You lose
like to see
tomorrow.
Me lose?
I like to see you lose every once in a while. You like to see me lose. You're a competitive guy.
Well, if I'm competing against you, I like to see you lose, but yeah, not in general. I mean. I want you to win at life.
Yeah, I don't mean at life. I mean, yeah. you're winning at life. We already know that. You're the OG. But if the Rockets lose tomorrow, I want you to eat a grasshopper like the Sparkle Princess and Carlos Correa did.
Yeah. If you are unfamiliar with what he's talking about, that was the latest video.
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Super gross.
A texture, you could literally feel the little feet on the side of my tongue. Oh, and it's like it was crushing their souls, even though they're already dead.
I feel like I was crushing their stomach.
I dare you to do it. Yay, we ate grasshoppers.
Side note, what makes your skin crawl more, that or Russell Wilson?
Russell Wilson all day.
Biggie? I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
Russell Wilson.
Really?
I like the Sparkle Princess.
I like her, and God bless love. I'm never going to tell anybody and criticize you if you're in love, but it does make my skin crawl.
Our love story.
It's got a shiver up my spine.
But you're down with the grasshopper bet?
So if the Rockets lose, Figgy, you in with me?
Yes, sir. Rockets.
So if the Rockets lose, Figgy and I have to eat a grasshopper like the Sparkle Princess. If the Rockets win, you have to eat a grasshopper.
Yep.
And it's going to happen on Monday.
Yep.
And this is going to be live and on the air.
Yep.
I'm in.
All right.
Let's go Rockets.
I'm rooting for them, too. Hopefully I'm eating a grasshopper because I'm not rooting against them. I'm just saying, you look at 29-12 versus 21-22. Utah's a damn better team at mm-hmm. home than they are on the road. So it's not going to be easy for the Rockets, but we'll see.
Tastes maybe like chicken, I think. Down. That's what I heard.
I doubt that. I'm not willing to say that much, but, you know, I don't know how big grasshopper feet are. They're asking on the text line 3616.
You feel them on your tongue, apparently.
No clue. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, In the Loop, Sports Radio 610.
Can I douse it in ketchup? OG sauce. I'm going to bring some OG sauce for my grasshopper.
OG sauce would make anything.
That's right.
That's good. OG sauce could improve a gym sock. 10-year NFL vet, Super Bowl champ James Ahedebo is going to join the show next. We're going to play some word association with him. It was very popular yesterday with Gerard Johnson. Tough act to follow. We'll see if Ahedebo's up for it next.
I don't need to say anything more than that.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.